Okay, the first thing you need to know, coffee is much like wine. Everything you know about wine almost translates into coffee. The plants behave very similarly. They both like stress. They both like certain types of growing conditions, cool nights, warm days. Like, they're very, very similar plants.
That's John French, the director of coffee at Coffee Bar near Midtown Reno. About 20 people are gathered at a large wooden table behind the shop, participating in the tasting workshop. As they learn to cup coffee and distinguish its flavors, French describes the plant's history and growing process.
The stress on the plant is what makes specialty coffee really, really tasty. Same with wine. Stress makes wine better. And so that's, to me, very beautiful because that's like life, right? Like, you go through a stressful season, you come out refined and better on the other side. And so coffee, the plant itself, like even the caffeine, is produced out of that stress and that desire to survive.
Sofia Reynoso is attending the tasting to learn more about the complexities of this popular drink. As a former barista at Coffee Bar, she feels that coffee shops can be a place for interpersonal connection between people on both sides of the bar.
When I go to a coffee shop, I'm looking for a bartender. That sounds really weird, but like, I'm looking for that barista. You know, you have a conversation with them, and it just feels like an open dialogue. I think that that is what I look for, and I think that that encourages a more open and like conscious community.
Over in Sparks, Diane Cotter is meeting with a client at Lighthouse Coffee. She actually conducts counseling sessions here, finding it comfortable and casual for her clients. For Cotter, coffee shops aren't just a place to work and sit. They meet a central human need.
I think it's important to have a gathering place. You know, I think that relationship and community is really important, and I think that in our busyness of life, we lose that.
A recent addition to these gathering places is Global Coffee, which opened this year in an underground space called The Basement in downtown Reno. Owner Patty Herzog says these cozy neighborhood spaces aren't in opposition to larger chain businesses. In fact, there's room for all.
I think that the independents have a lot of opportunity, and the fact that they have the flexibility, they're nimble enough to be able to make changes on a quicker basis versus the large chains. But the chains bring it to the masses, and so that helps bring people into the market.
For Herzog and many others, the value of local coffee shops isn't just about a good brew. It lies in their use as a space for community members, both old and new, to connect with one another. Herzog says that as Reno continues to grow and change, unifying spaces like these become all the more important. Aishwarya Krishnamurthy, Reno Public Radio News.